Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome one and all to another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I am your radio host and magical mama, Sharona Rapsick. I am an angel whisperer, a tarot master reader, an angel Reiki master, and a life coach and a teacher of the magical and intuitive arts. And I am coming to you today live from the Big Apple, New York City. I am so happy that you are joining me today. This little radio show is all about awakening and embracing your inner personal power and self-confidence, as well as creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life by using a little bit of angel guidance and the divine and loving conscious energy of the magic universe that we are all each a part of. So, are you ready to live your magic and really be who you really are? Then join me this hour. I am going to invite you to step into your power and awaken your magic. This show is brought to you by the Psychic Talk Radio Network. That's the one and only radio network with spirit. And Psychic You. So please visit www.psychictalk.net to learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows, our hosts, as well as our online courses that we offer at Psychic U. Please check out my course, Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner. This show is also brought to you by the IAAP. That's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. Please visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn even more. And finally, today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York City, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers, all inspired by the work of America's psychic, Edgar Casey. To learn more, go to www.edgarcaseynyc.org. Now remember, the Edgar Casey has the Casey spelled C-A-Y-C-E, and that's followed by NYC. Okay. Magic Universe with Sharona is a live call-in radio show where we talk about such topics as angels, crystals, energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, astrology, synchronicity, the laws of attraction, how to raise your energy so that you have good high vibrations, and much, much more. Magic Universe is on the air live, always on the second and fourth Sunday of each month. You can also listen to our show on the World Wide Web at psychictalk.net/live on your internet browser. You can also listen in on your phone, too, by simply calling in, which reminds me to tell you all that this is a live call-in show. So if you would like a free mini reading, an angel message, or a little angel Reiki, or to ask a question or add your comments to today's topic, or even if you want to just say hello, the number to call is 714-816-4628. Once again, that's 714-816-4628. That's to listen. And if you want to be live on the air, you will need to press the number 1 afterwards on your phone keypad. This is so it will let us know on the switchboard that you want us to take your call. Now remember, we do take the calls in the order that they are received. So don't hang up because you'll lose your spot in the phone line. Okay, and also during our live shows, we invite our listeners to join us in our little chat room. So if you don't want to call in but you want to ask a question, you want to go to psychictalk.net/chat. Okay, now that we've got all that out of the way, it is time to talk about our show today. Okay, today, by popular demand, we are going to be doing open lines. So if you would like some angel Reiki or perhaps a mini tarot card reading, please call in, as I said earlier. And don't forget to press the number 1 so you get into the phone line. And I may pick up your call. Okay. I always start off the show by talking about what is the energy that is going on today here on planet Earth, our home. Okay, well, first, here in the United States, where I live, the citizens have elected a new president. Like all elections everywhere, some people are happy with the outcome, and maybe some people are not so happy with the outcome. Folks, that's democracy. We need to come together now as one nation and work together. And when we do this, I'm going to do a reading. I see the things that we seek. Health, prosperity, and abundance for everyone. Okay, I pulled some really great cards for the outcome of what is to take place in the coming days. Okay, the cards that I see, I laid out a spread, and what I see is at the beginning of the week, there's going to be, you know, a lot of talk and a lot of debate about what has taken place. But we are going to see this in the coming days as a tremendous opportunity. And that we, as far as what has happened, we can achieve and create abundance and prosperity. In the spread that I've done for what's going to be happening here in our country, it's a really an amazing spread. And in there, we have some really extremely positive cards. We have we have the Ten of Cups and the Ten of Pentacles. And these cards are so wonderful because they're all about that we are a loving family. And together we can do great and wonderful things, including health, abundance, prosperity, and leaving a legacy to our families. So what I see is very, very positive energy for anyone who is worried about what is going to happen. Yes, in the coming days, there's going to be a lot of chatter, a lot of people talking, and a lot of people thinking about it. But our greater angels are definitely going to prevail. In fact, I have two archangels that are stepping forth. The first angel that stepped forth almost immediately is Archangel Michael. And what he's saying, he's protecting us, and he's telling us that we really have to think about what we want to create and what our intentions are. And that's what we want to focus on unwaveringly. And there is a second archangel that is also stepping forth, and that is Archangel Raguel. Okay, Archangel Raguel is not as well known as Michael, but the interesting thing about Raguel, he's about relationships and justice and harmony. So we have a lot of energy from the angels surrounding us, and they are saying that they are opening the hearts of everyone who is involved, and arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. Okay, I'm very happy with what came up in the cards. Now, we're going to do something that's a little bit different than I've done on other shows. And this is based on something that Walter Machado used to do. If you remember, about a month ago, I did a show about his work as a psychic. So what I would like to do is a reading to start off for each one of the 12 zodiac signs. I am going to draw a card and just let you know what energy I see that is coming up for you. Now, I'm going to, if you don't know what zodiac sign you are, I'll give you, when I do the reading, the signs, the dates that are known for each of the signs. And what I'm going to do that I think will be a little bit different, but I think it'll be really clarifying, is I am going to do the readings where I'm going to group the different elements together, okay? You know that they're all the zodiac signs are grouped to the four elements of fire, water, air, and earth. And each of those signs do bring in their own energy. So I'm going to start off giving a reading for each one of the fire signs. Now, the fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And one thing that you have to know about the fire signs is that fire is about transformation. It's also about illumination. It lights the way that you can see clearly. And fire is always wonderful because it creates a fire or a catalyst underneath of you so that it will empower your willpower and your vision. So the first card that I am going to draw is for Aries. Now, you are an Aries if your birthday falls between March 21st and April 19th. Okay, and the card that I have, and I'm working from the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith tarot deck, I have the card, the Knight of Wands, which is also a card that is associated with fire. And Aries is a fire sign. And this card is all about taking action and instinctively knowing what you need to do to get things done. So in the next couple weeks, it's telling you that this is the time to channel your energy and focus on what your goals are and what you need to do. Now, it's telling you also, if you are an Aries, that you need to be focused and not scattered in your thoughts about how you're going to do this. And a question that you might want to meditate on or think about is thinking about how your ideas align with your goals and that your efforts be efficient. Because if you are a fire sign, of course, one of the things that you have to worry about is you don't want to burn out. Now, the second fire sign that we're going to talk about and give a reading for is Leo. So you are a Leo if your birthday falls between July 23rd and August 22nd. And this card is the Eight of Swords. Now, the Eight of Swords is all about also about taking action. So another fire sign that's talking about taking action, and you want to build up your self-confidence and be able to take responsibility for your life right now. And the question that it's asking is, you need to think about in the coming 2 weeks is how you can reclaim your power and what can set you free. And finally, the final fire sign that we are going to be reading for is Sagittarius. And you are a Sagittarius if your birthday falls between November 22nd and December 21st. And the card that I pulled is the Page of Pentacles. So this card is telling you if you're a Sagittarius in the next couple of weeks, you want to get to work. You might want to actually do some studies, possibly look into some courses to take that can better your career and your goals in life. And the question that it's telling you to meditate on is, what exactly are your dreams and the things that you want to bring into reality? And what can you do to bring this about? Okay, now we're going to go to the water signs. Now, the water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Now, the thing about water is it's all about emotion, and it's all about intuition. And if you're a water sign, you're one of the most adaptable signs in the zodiac, because think about water. It flows, and it can assume any shape that it's put into. And you can dive deep in it. And water creates, and water nourishes. So the first sign that I'm pulling a card for is Cancer. And if you are a Cancer, if your birthday falls between June 21st and July 22nd. And the card that I pull is a really wonderful card if you are a Cancer or a moon sign. It's the Ace of Cups. And what this card is telling you that you can expect a positive new emotional experience in the next couple weeks. And also, you're going to get intuition that will give you deep insight into yourself and who you are. And when you meditate, it's asking you to look into your psyche. And once again, this is all about exploration and goals and exploring what exactly you want to manifest. The second water sign that I'm going to do a reading for is Scorpio. So you are a Scorpio if your birthday falls between October 23rd and November 21st. And this is a very powerful card. You have the Hermit card, which is also known as the Epiphany card. And it's all about experiencing joy through spiritual growth and that you can be a light to others. But it's also reminding you in the next 2 weeks, focus on meditation and ask, what do I need to know? And finally, we have the water sign of Pisces. So if your birthday falls between February 19th and October 20th, you are a Pisces. And the card that I pulled today is the Emperor card, which is a card that I would think that a lot of Pisces would not feel that they embrace, but they do. And what it's telling you is you need to build a firm foundation. You need to plan and take charge of a situation. And what you want to meditate on is, what do you have control of and what do you not have control of? And focus on what you have control of and know that you were able to organize and bring great success to whatever you want to manifest. Okay, the next group of signs that I'm going to do are the air signs. Now that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And what do you need to know about air? Well, air is our breath. It inspires us. It carries sound. So if you are one of the air signs, your superpower is your thoughts and your expression and your beliefs. So the first sign that is in the air group that I'm going to read for is Gemini. So you are a Gemini if your birthday falls between May 21st and June 20th. And the card that I pulled for all my Geminis out there is the Nine of Swords, okay? And this is a card, it's telling you, okay, you're all about thoughts, but try not in the coming days, try not to focus on worry. Focus on what you want. This is something that we talk about a lot on this radio show. Remember, your thoughts create. And you need to, if you're having sleepless nights, you need to refocus your thoughts. And you need to be careful that you are not using your negative thoughts to create self-fulfilling prophecies that you don't want. So no worries. Focus on what you want. And no worry is not something that you want to do, especially if you're a Gemini. Okay, the second air sign that I'm going to pull a card for is Libra. And you're a Libra if your birthday falls between September 23rd and October 22nd. And This is a card that I pulled earlier when I did a spread for our country, the United States. The card that I pulled for Libra is the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups is one of the most wonderful cards in the deck. And it's all about living your joyful life, being content, and having a loving relationship with the people that you love and you trust, and that you can achieve this. So all the cards are saying to you, if you are a Libra, is what you want to do when you meditate is focus on the gratitude and the appreciation that you have for the good things in your life, and guess what? You're going to create more of them. And finally, for the air signs, I'm pulling a card for Aquarius. Now, you are an Aquarius if your birthday falls between January 20 and February 18th. And I'm pulling Queen of Swords, which is a very empowering card if you are an air sign. And this card is telling you that you know exactly what you need to do, okay? And this is also a time that you want to focus on your career and your goals and all of those things. And you also, the Queen of Swords always says, if you want to achieve your goals, you need to release anything that is holding you back. Be that situations or people that no longer serve you. And you're to meditate on how can you make better decisions. And finally, I'm going to do the earth signs. Now, these are the signs of Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Okay, if you're an earth sign, you're very grounded. You're very stable. You're very practical. And earth signs are they have one of their superpowers, if you're an earth sign, is the ability to manifest wealth, health, and prosperity. So the first sign that I'm going to do is Taurus. And you are a Taurus if your birthday falls between April 20th and May 20th. Okay, and you got a really wonderful card. It's the Sun card. And what is the Sun card all about? It's about joy, success, having a wonderful life through the power of your positive thoughts. The Sun also is about illumination. So what you need to meditate on is, what do you need to shine a light on? Do you have a gift, a talent, or a special skill that you need to bring to life? Okay, now we have Virgo. And you are a Virgo if your birthday falls between August 23rd and September 22nd. And the card that I pulled is the Five of Cups. And once again, it's saying that, you know, if there are any situations that haven't worked out the way that you would like them to have worked out, okay, understand that everything happens for a good reason. What you need to do is look for the hidden blessings and move forward. And what it's saying, if you are Virgo, is if you have experienced a loss right now, think about what that loss has cleared away for you and how that can move you forward and take action. And finally, our final zodiac sign that we have is Capricorn. And you are a Capricorn if your birthday falls between December 22nd and January 19th. And the card that I have for you is the Four of Swords. And that's all about that you need, if you were a Capricorn, this is the time in the next 2 weeks to relax a little bit, because it's in these quiet moments that you will receive answers. So it's saying that you've been working hard, and now you need to allow yourself a little bit of time before you make any decisions. You need to meditate. You need to rest and just kind of reevaluate your life. That's the question that you should be asking in your meditation. So it's interesting. What I'm getting for everyone, no matter what your zodiac sign might be, is we're all thinking a lot, and what we need to do is we just simply need to kind of relax a little bit, sit back, and just see the tremendous gifts that have come into our life and just embrace those. Okay, before I start taking some calls, I just want to double check and see if we have anyone in the chat room, and then I'm going to start taking a call or two. So let me check in with the chat room and see if we have anyone who is in the chat room. Okay, and now I'm just going to go back to the calls and start taking a few calls. Okay, and we have some people that are listening in, and we do have some people that are calling in. Okay, the first call that I will be taking, and I just need to make your mic live and on the area. Hello, it's area code 267. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello. Hello. My name is Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Donna. How are you doing? I didn't recognize that as a Philly number. How are things in Philly right now, Donna?
They're better than they have been. Well, I'm at work right now, so I can't see outside if anyone's going crazy, but it seems to be okay.
Okay, well, we're going to see if we can make it even more than just okay, because you don't sound like a person who wants things to be just okay. I think you want things to be magical and absolutely fabulous. So is there a particular area that you want me to pull some tarot cards on, or would you like a little angel Reiki? Just let me know what I can do for you today.
Thank you. It's a relationship question.
Okay. Relationships are, yes.
Okay. I had just been out with someone. We were off and on for, you know, quite a long time. And I don't know, sometimes it seems like a long story short, he had moved away to get a job. Now, I don't know what's going on. It's, he is involved with someone else. He says he said, we went out to eat. He said he loves me, only me. And, I think an ex that came in the middle of us at one time when we split up watches his dog for him or something. Do you see what's going on with him and me, if he's really sincere about me being the only one and he's trying to make things happen?
Okay, let's see what's coming up in the cards. Okay, well, your intuition is probably telling you a lot as far as what's going on. what you need to do, of course, you need to, establish a dialogue with him. But somehow, what has come, the energy that is popping up in the cards right now is I see you kind of like walking off and seeking other relationships, and that this is a good time to do that.
Okay, because I haven't had another relationship, but I want to walk away because it's getting confused about him and this other person. I don't know if they're friends or what he's doing. He comes, when he wants, and I don't know.
Well, it sounds like you're not. Well, it sounds a lot like you're uncomfortable. I mean, it sounds like you're uncomfortable with what's going on. Okay. And your intuition is saying that there is something better for you out there. That's what I'm getting.
I was hoping so. I mean, I'm 58, but, I'm still a good 58, and I don't, I really don't know. Do you see something better out there for me?
I do. I do see something better for you out there. I also see that you really have to get clarity on what you want in a relationship. And
yes.
Also honor yourself that if it doesn't feel good, why do you want more of that? What I'm getting is that you need to honor yourself more because you deserve the best that life has to offer, and never doubt that. So I'm getting like Archangel Jophiel is really stepping forth, and she's sending a lot of her pink and yellow light to you, and she's putting like a bubble around you where it's saying, you gotta own who you are and step into your beauty, and don't, you deserve for someone to, honor that and take care of that. And I do see the situation improving, and I do see romance coming into your life. I don't know whether it is this particular guy that we're talking about, but because I see the cards for a couple men. And I do see romance coming into your life.
Oh, okay. A timeline?
Okay, I think it will be coming probably by, I'm getting the numbers, I'm going to go by the numbers that are in the cards. I'm getting that, if you're going to start feeling really good about this at the end of the year, okay? So keep in mind, we only have, there's only two more months to the year. And seeing, situations turning around toward the end of the year. Also situations where you'll be able to get out and meet more people. That's what I see for you, Donna.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm going to put you back in the queue so you can listen in.
Okay.
And I am going to go to call in area code 914. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Katie and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Katie, so you're nearby. I'm in New York. I said that looks like a New York number.
Yeah.
But it's so funny nowadays you can't tell with numbers anymore. It used to be, That's true. You knew it was New York if it was 212, and you knew it was Brooklyn if it was 718. Now we're getting so many different numbers. So how can I help you today, Katie? Any?
I have a work question. I have a project that I'd like to extend into a longer project, a fuller project, I should say. Right now, it's currently just a short project. But I'd like to extend it, and I'm wondering if it'll be successful, if I'll have any help from either Liz or Cassandra or both, hopefully. Any kind of information around this project, I'd greatly appreciate.
Okay, well, I'm getting as the outcome what I think, if you could see the card, it is the perfect card for what you're asking about. It is the Three of Pentacles. And let me just tell you a little something about this particular card. Traditionally, it shows a craftsman who is building a cathedral with the help of other people who are admiring the work that that he is doing. So it's saying the outcome is you are going to, whatever you're doing, you're going to be paid well for because you do it well. And you're also great as far as working with others. And it says you will receive recognition for this. And it will create even more jobs if this is something that you want to continue doing. Yeah. So I'm getting I'm getting a green light on that. I mean, you can't, that is the perfect card when it comes to work and, you know, getting paid and being successful. I see that you'll be doing, you're going to be busy, very busy in the coming months. So get ready.
Awesome. So maybe this delay that I've been experiencing has just been my rest, and now it'll get going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting, you know, you're the archangel that is coming forth that wants to help you is Archangel Ariel. And that's an angel that's all about manifesting. So a lot of manifesting energy around you. So I'd say go for it. You got... Okay, Katie, thank you for calling
in.
And
thank you so
I'm going to put you back in the queue so you can listen.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do now is I'm looking at the time that's going by, and we're way past the bottom of the hour. So I need to let you know what's going on here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Now, right now, all of our shows are at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. if you live in London or the UK. Remember, you can go into our website and it will give you, you can find out what time zone that we're going to be live. But when you go into the website, you'll see also our archive of all the shows that we've done and what the different shows are about. But let me tell you what's going to be coming up here tomorrow, Monday, November 9th. And that show is The Wisdom of the Soul. And this is just a wonderful show. It's with host Janice Fuchs. And she has wonderful information about, you know, how you can connect with your angels, your spirit guides, and all of the wonderful helpers that are out there that we may not know about, but they're all around us. And then on Wednesday, November 11th, that's 11-11. So that's a really powerful number, 11-11. Okay, we have the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be talking more about how each and every one of us is created in the image of the divine. And she'll be taking your calls. So if for some reason I am not able to get to your call, know that you can call in to Catherine's Hour. And she talks a lot about angels and, you know, our spirit guides and masters that are around us and helping us. Then on Friday, November 13th, good old Friday 13th, the Doctors Are In show will be on, and that's with the host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dr. Dax Carlisle. And they're just going to be talking about following the flow, about abundance. So you want to tune into that show, and they also will be taking your calls. And next Saturday, November 14th, we have a really wonderful show. It's called Tarot Today Radio, and that's going to be with your hosts, Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. And they are also going to have a special guest on the show. That's Mark Adambaum, and he's going to be talking about a brand new tarot deck that he created. It's called the Star Trek Tarot. So any of you who, like me, are that's a Trekkie, you're going to want to tune in to that show. Remember, if you can't tune in, you can always listen to it in the archives. But I know I want to hear more about the Star Trek Tarot. And they also, after they do the interview with Mark Adambaum, they are going to also be doing open lines and tarot mini readings in the second half of the show. And finally, I just want to let you know, 2 weeks from today, Magic Universe will be back. So I'll be back again on Sunday, November 22nd, and I will have a very special guest. Her name is Evige Gilbert. And she is all about living the joie de vie. And she is a global wellness coach. And she is also the author of The Fresh Start Promise, which is a book and a program how in 28 days, you can transform your mind, body, and your spirit in 28 days. And, of course, all of you who tune into the show know that 28 days is kind of like a magic number because that's when we have our different moon cycles. So I certainly want to be tuning into that show. Okay, what I want to do is... I like to take a few more calls, so let me see who has been waiting the longest here. Oh my goodness, the switchboard is really lighting up. I'm going to be taking a call. It looks like it's on Skype. It is area code 111. A lot of ones. Hi, who is this?
Hi.
And where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm a big fan of the show, and my name's Lisa Arizona, and thank you for I am one of those signs you mentioned at the beginning. Spoke with you many months ago, but anyway, thank you. I'll make you quick. My question is it okay to ask about a particular Milton?
You want to know about what again? You want to know about her?
I'd like to know about Melfriend. I don't know if he's in. I don't know if he's going in terminal, or he still has he went through a lot many months ago, and I don't know if that's still in him. I know that he contacted, but I didn't answer because I felt it wasn't. I felt I didn't feel it was time. I didn't feel I don't want to go backwards. It has nothing to do with me. But moving forward, I think it's forward. Do you see something going in the near future? Friend, communicate.
Okay.
Anything like that?
So this friend, is this are you talking about a romantic relationship or business?
Friend relationship.
Okay. I'm getting that.
You want the letter?
Yes. Yeah, I'm getting. What's the initials of the person?
Sorry.
What? Okay.
LL.
Okay.
Two L.
Yeah.
Lan. Please.
Okay. The only thing that I'm kind of, I'm getting Archangel Michael that's looking over my shoulder, and what he's saying is, how does this person make you feel? Does he, when you're in the presence of this person, do they make you feel happy?
The emotion is, so, yeah, it depends on the situation. Happy or in the middle. But not to the extreme. No, not to the extreme
okay.
happiness, but a little. Yeah.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is you don't want to. It's kind of like the call we had earlier. You want to honor yourself and who you are, and make sure that you're in. You really have to, because I think you were saying you didn't take a call from this person because you didn't think you were ready. Is that correct?
Yes, I think you need more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do see someone coming into your life. I don't know if it's this person, because what I'm getting is you need to be in a relationship where it's an equal partnership, you know, where you can, where there's trust and stability and where you feel good, okay? And I do get that, you know, he's kind of holding back in a lot of ways. And I kind of see that the best thing for you, once again, is kind of to move on and not, you know, not get, I mean, it just doesn't seem like you're happy all the time. And I want you to be happy all the time.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's saying that you do have to, you know, you have to think about what you want in a relationship. Is this the relationship that you want?
He was the first to kind of figure. He was the first in certain things of figuring out, feeling a connection. Of all that I've seen, so is he gifted in the light, or is he gifted in maybe darkness? So, excuse me, language. There was just something in him intuitively. It's very strong. That's why.
Well, the thing that I'm getting is you need to be clear about what you want in a relationship. And once again, not to settle for something that isn't the best for you. You know, I do see you moving on to something that is more of a happier relationship, and someone who has your best interests at hand.
He does not have my best interest. He's negative.
I don't like to use the word in regard, particularly if the person isn't here at the reading, but you know what you have to do. And the fact that, you know, that you're questioning the relationship is, that's something that's coming from your intuition. And that you're not, I get that you're not comfortable with what's going on. And what you need to do is really embrace and honor yourself and love yourself and, you know, get clarity that you deserve to have, you know, a wonderful relationship, not something that you're questioning. And I do see that definitely there is someone who's coming up in your life that will make you happy. But just kind of, you know, kind of sit back and honor, you know, what you're feeling.
Okay.
Is that resonating with you?
Yeah. It makes sense. Am I okay to ask you when I didn't answer his phone call, was it a disharmony, discord conversation?
As long as the person isn't abusive, you can have a conversation with this person. But you need to, when you have the conversation, take off any blinders that you might have where you're not seeing things the way they are. Yes, you can have a conversation, but you know, if anything makes you uncomfortable, then the cards are certainly saying that you need to move on and, you know, go with someone who has your heart at hand. You know, I'm not seeing this person as being negative or positive, but if you feel uncomfortable, you know, it's saying, you know, look elsewhere.
Yes. I understand everything, what you're saying. Humanity is a roller coaster. And imperfections are not always. I'm just going to ask you one last thing. I knew him for a year. So his true intimacy, junior intimacy, human soul, he was not a true, perhaps he has a mental condition. Can you answer that? But I did see personality changes with him.
Yeah, I can't really do that because I'm not, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't say anything about that. But I keep coming back to you, and you know, I always tell people if you feel uncomfortable, you don't, you know, that's your angels. And your intuition telling you to kind of, you need to see more clearly the situation and act upon that. But I don't see you being alone. I mean, you sound like you're a wonderful person. So there is definitely someone out there for you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Maybe it's in a few years.
I see it sooner than a few years. Okay, I see it. I see
really?
You. Yeah, I do see. I do see that. that, you know, there is definitely someone out there for you. And in the, you know, like I'm saying, what it's giving me is like in the spring, I'm seeing that you will have, you know, much to celebrate and the peace and the contentment that you deserve in your life. And that that is coming up very quickly. But you just need to work on your self-love. You know, you want to, you know, stand in front of the mirror and tell yourself that you're beautiful and that you deserve all the best that is out there for you. And you deserve someone that will, you know, make you happy and feel good.
It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Set in mind.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I see good
beautiful
stuff
lady
for you.
Aww.
Thank you. You too. I love you. Lots of love. I'm going to put you back in the group so you can listen in some more.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. We have maybe time to take one or two more calls. So I am going to caller area code 440. What is your name and where are you calling from, caller? You're live
Hi,
and on
my
the air.
My name is
Hi.
Patricia, calling from Ohio. Hi. Thank you
Hi,
for taking
Patricia.
My
call. My pleasure.
Yes,
what would you like today? What would you, like we talk a lot about manifesting on the show. So what would you like to manifest? What do you want? What do you want to know?
I'd like to manifest many things. I'd like to find out money, freelance work type. I feel I'm being led to start doing side gigs and that and freelancing type of work sooner. And I'm teaching myself proofreading, copywriting, that sort of thing from others. Now, I've been an employee for so long, but now is this the time for me to start it now with the self-employment, or do I just wait next year? I'm going to be looking for a bridge job to support me while I'm making this transition. This current job I'm on, I definitely have to release that because the vibes of the clients, it's just really negative. It's a library that I'm working at through an agency. Well, a company.
Okay.
And I'm basically a cleaner, because, you know, cleaning, disinfecting the high touch areas. Like if they, you know, a patron has, you know, used the PCs or the copiers, you know, I go and, you know, clean that. But it's the some of the library staff that's been really, you know, they're very, well, sneaky and, you know, smile on my face and, of course, you know, complaining and, you know, doing really nasty things. And I just started, but it's like I feel in the sense, and, you know, I just don't have time to wait, especially in these times. So I'm, you know, looking for other work, but this is my last week. But now should I start really with the self-employment, meaning doing some micro tasks and side gigs. And while I'm building up my skill set and bringing new skill sets into the others, or should I wait till next to January?
Okay. Well, the card that's coming up for what's going on right now is the Chariot card. And that's all about, you know, you're moving forward, but what it's saying is it's you're going to be balancing two priorities at once. So I see you being, you're going to have like a job, and if there's a business that you want to create, you're going to have to find a way to do them right now at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and that you can do it, because the Chariot is, you know, it's all about movement forward, but it's also about, like, you've got two horses that are pulling the Chariot, and they kind of want to go in two different directions. So, you know, even if you're doing work, that, you know, with your work, you just kind of have to, you know, make sure that both the business that you want to create and the work, that they're moving you in the direction that you want to be. You know, it's all about, you know, having faith that you can do both. And, you know, you have a lot of creativity around you. And you can be very, very successful. But right now, try to do two things at once.
Yes. It's the freelance writing. And I mean, you know, developing my writing voice and so on and so forth.
You can do it. I mean, you have the ability to. You have the ability to do both.
Right. And there are some others. Thank you. Because I was considering of putting in a formal complaint with the, because to me this seems like just harassment with these folks. Because I show up on time, I do my work, and I'm in constantly in motion. You're moving around, you know, and walking and going up between one floor to second floor. You're doing my work, and, you know, and it's you know, and I know when it's, you know, BS. And now should I move forward and, you know, put in a formal complaint? Because, see, I was a patron. I go to that library, that particular branch.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. So what I'm trying to get is if it's a good idea to, you know, whether you should speak to someone about this. I'm kind of, what I'm getting is a no, that, you know, just keep working, and it probably is not a good idea to, I mean, what you want to do is just the way that you're going to, you know, convince people that that you're good at what you do and have them kind of, you know, honor and respect what you do is just keep working. You know, just keep working, keep doing the best job that you know that you're capable of doing it, that your actions will be the thing to do. But it's what I'm getting is there's going to be, I mean, you have coming up, you know, like just be patient. There, you know, there's great opportunities that are coming your way. And the situation will definitely improve. And focus on what you want, not what you're worried about. Go in there, be happy, do hard work, and know that you have done the best that you can do. And also do not give up on that other dream that you have.
No, and this is just, you know, to really, it just makes me that much more determined, you know, to get that energy after I leave, you know, work there and just do what I can with, you know, the tools that I have. And then, you know, just because I just have so much to accomplish. So what I told you is just a very small amount. Okay.
I hope that helps. And thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you back in the queue. And let me see where we're at time-wise. Now, we are starting to run out of time, and we are way past the hour. So what I want to tell everyone is I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we have other shows on the Psychic Talk Radio Network that you can call into, because I wasn't able to get to everyone's call today. But we are running out of time. So once again, I'll be back 2 weeks from today, and that is Sunday, November 22nd. And I will have an extra special guest. So any of you that want to make changes in your life, this woman, she is a magician. And she is going to be talking about her book and her program, 28 Days to Total Mind, Body, and Spirit Transformation. Her name is Avige Gilbert. And she's just a fun, fun lady, very sexy, very positive lady, and just has such good energy. So please tune in. Now, okay, folks, I want to let you know that I'm your magic mama, Sharona Rapsick, and I do want to thank each and every one of you, my listeners. I like to call you my lovelies, for joining me today. And the word that keeps popping into my mind is, and it, you know, now in this moment in time, in this country that we're living in, we all need to imagine the way that we want to be and the joy that that will bring us. And you want to use your imagination. And I tell people, you simply need to focus on what you want to see. Be thankful for what's working in your life, and then focus on what you want to see. Now, you don't want to forget, everything is energy. Our thoughts are energy. And any energy that we send out, it comes back to us, because we live in a magical universe. And we're all part of that energy. And then I always encourage everyone to meditate. You don't have to, like, it doesn't have to be a silent meditation, just to meditate. And you want to ask questions. You want to ask questions of the angels, your spirit guides. If there's something you don't know, just say, give me some insight on this. And that answer will come. Now, as I said before, we live in a magic universe. So one of the things you want to do is keep your energy and your vibrations high. Okay? The higher your vibrations, and the highest vibration is happiness and love. And, you know, if ever you find yourself in a dark or negative situation, at some point you want to laugh. Because laughter raises your vibration. So I just want to remind you to step into your power and awake your magic. And until we meet again in 2 weeks, on Sunday, November 22nd, I am wishing each and every one of you countless blessings. And I want to let you know, I love you all. Bye for now, and see you in 2 weeks. I love you all.